it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
This story made me laugh out loud. Police responded to a call when these neighbors in Florida, they were yelling from their apartment. And so one of them yelled, "Don't kill me." And it was like, whatever. They're playing Call of Duty, right?
Oh.
And someone heard them. Because Call of Duty is this game where you walk around with guns and you shoot each other. It's a shoot 'em up game on the video game. Florida police say they surrounded this home after neighbors thought they heard a disturbance. The window was open. And again, and this was the person calling in. "Hi, I'm calling because I hear my neighbors fighting down the street, and I'm a bit concerned with what they're saying." And then, of course, "No, please don't kill me." They're yelling things like that out the window.
I mean, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Only because it's a video game.
Right. But you have to still act on that. If you hear it, you can't now assume, like, "Oh, I wonder if they're playing a video game."
I'd probably yell out, "You guys play a video game?"
Or is this for real?
Fortnite! Yeah, I haven't really played any video games at all since Dancing with the Stars.
Not even, you didn't jump back in over Thanksgiving?
I just slept.
Yeah, I guess you catch
up. I didn't even turn it back on.
Yeah.
I have Netflix on my TV now, which is a game changer. I know I'm late to that.
Wait, what?
I've only been watching it on my laptop, but now since, like, my TV has...
Smart TV.
Internet.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a little behind, but I just watch The Office all the time. It just stays on all the time in the background. And so when it's not background, I just watch it. So that's what I did. I watched almost all of The Office. No video games. Just watched that, and I watched The Bodyguard.
Oh, what'd you think?
Well, I'm only like 3 episodes in.
Okay.
It's a show on Netflix. It's a new show about a guy who has to protect someone in government. It's British. That's always a little tough for me. Because it's like, I need subtitles, so I turn them on. Even though they're speaking English, I need to know what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah, because
it's
like,
just an accent.
It's thick, though. It's thick. It has to be like when really northern people listen to this radio show, they'd probably like to have little subtitles on it. I think it's good so far.
Okay, I ended up taking it all the way. My husband quit on me.
Oh,
he didn't
did.
Like it. Yeah, but I finished it.
Did you like it?
I ended up really liking it. There was some stuff in the middle I could have done, but I see why my husband bailed.
Don't ruin anything. You have a history of saying things.
Wow, she almost did right there.
I know. You have a history.
Okay, I'm stopping there.
But you liked it?
Yeah.
Let's go to Chandra in West Virginia. Hey, Chandra.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Ya? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. First of all, the V-Team had you the whole time.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for Dancing with the Stars. Thank you very much.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
So, hoping for a Christmas gift for my grandmother, who would love to see you perform, will you be coming to Charleston, West Virginia with the show?
Charleston, West Virginia. I think I'm going to Charleston, South Carolina. I don't think I'm going to West Virginia. I'm doing some of the tour, the Dancing with the Stars tour.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm doing 3 shows. I don't think so. I'm doing like Augusta, Georgia. I think I'm doing South Carolina. In Alabama? Do we know? I don't think I'm coming to West Virginia.
I know.
I fought for it, too. I was like, let me go to West Virginia.
Yeah, how does that work? They just have certain people that...
I can only do so many dates.
Yeah.
Between this show and American Idol taping that.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, and I also, I don't ever want to dance again. I'll be honest with you. I'm good.
I feel like at this tour, you might be like...
I'm danced out.
I really need to learn these steps.
Well, here's the thing. I have to go rehearse for 2 days to California over a weekend.
Shit.
And if they think they're getting A+ out of me, woo! We got nothing coming, man.
You're not going to write down every step and sit at home and memorize it?
What's going to be funny is when I do it, this way I'm going to be so good. They're going to be like, wow, you're a natural. No, I don't think I'm coming to West Virginia. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm hoping maybe one day your comedy tour will come too, so I can maybe see you there, but we'll see.
Now we're talking. Well, hey, thank you. Have a great morning. Thank you for calling the show.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymundo. General Motors announced they're going to lay off 14,000 people. They're also going to close 5 major plants. Layoffs start in a couple weeks. In other news, NASA touched down on Mars after a 6-month journey. We hope to learn more about Mars if it's safe for humans. And finally, in weather news, temps dropped 10 degrees in most places. Winter Storm Bruce still hitting parts of the Northeast.
Tom in North Dakota.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not bad. I was just curious if anybody put any money down.
Oh, on Dancing with the Stars. Okay. So, whenever I opened, on Dancing with the Stars, I was the least favorite. I was at 20 to 1. I had the worst odds of anyone on the show. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, I won Dancing with the Stars. Still funny to say that. But I was the winner. And so, I had one friend who put down $2,000.
On the 20 to 1?
Mm-hmm.
So how much did he make?
Well, so if it's $20 for every
$1. I don't know gambling. Just
but
tell
if it's $20
me.
For every $1. Okay.
I don't want to understand it. Just tell me.
He won $40,000.
What? Who did that? And why didn't I? Oh my gosh, he's genius.
Yeah, I just told Amy who it was. Did you guys see what I did?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
I couldn't believe he did that.
Of course he did.
I couldn't believe it because I was like, it's a dumb bet. Don't do it. Don't fall for it.
Wow.
But, and the rich get richer.
And then Raymundo has something he'd like to say now because he was the one screaming he was going to bet it. And what happened, Raymundo?
Yeah, so I ended up putting $1,000 on it, so I won $20,000.
You're lying. Why are you lying?
What are you talking about?
You're lying right now.
Right, you would be so excited if you really won $20,000.
He's lying. Raymundo, how much did you put on it?
I actually didn't put any money on it.
I
talked a lot of people into putting money on it, though, so I won a lot of our listeners' money. So probably close to $20,000.
But you won nothing.
I didn't win any money, if you guys want to be real.
Raymundo talked a lot of garbage. Said he, and I reached out to him privately. I was like, dude, did you win that money? And he goes, nah, I didn't bet. And I was like, oh.
I came very close, but
that didn't matter. So Raymundo didn't. One of my other friends did, Tom. But did you, Tom, by any chance?
No, I watched it, though.
Okay.
And me and my wife listen to you every day. I love you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, have a wonderful morning. Tell your wife I said hello. And thanks for listening to the show. But yeah, my buddy who won a lot of money. Yeah. That's crazy. One of these Storage Wars guys sold a unit. So, everybody's familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you go and it's, boom, shut the door, and there's a bunch of stuff in there. So, he sold the unit, and the new owner found $7.5 million in cash in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the original owner of the unit contacted the new guy and offered him $1.2 million to return the rest of the cash, and he agreed. So, have you seen this story?
Yes. So, the person bid $500, wins the locker, and they find a safe buried in there, and they get a safe expert to crack the safe, and they find the $7.5 million. So, the old owner gets a lawyer and says, here, we'll give you $600,000 if you give us the money back. They said, no way! So, then they offer him $1.2 million. The people said, sold. But why would you give the money back? That is your money. $7.5 million. I need to go buy some storage lockers.
Yes, please do. And let us know how that works out. Lunchbox ended up with a storage locker on My Little Pony and people's old bank records.
Yeah.
Here's why. Because they feel like that money is dirty money. The person who got the $7.5 million could have been drug money, could have been stolen money. And they don't want to risk the fact they may have to give it all back.
Mm.
So they're kind of hedging their bets that if they take the $1.2 million from this guy, they at least have $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Where if they have $7 million and they have to give it back because it's now known news and they find out that $7 million belongs to somebody else, that's why.
Oh, man. But how awesome. So this is real life. This really happens, people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it happens so rare that when it does happen, it's the news. That doesn't mean it happens all the time.
I mean, who has $7.5 million just sitting in a locker?
Like a drug.
And how do you forget about it?
Somebody had drugs. They got too much. You saw Pablo Escobar.
He used to bury it everywhere.
Bury it everywhere. Hey, Katie in Chesapeake, Virginia. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Really good. What's happening?
So I was driving my son to school this morning, and we see one of those planes that has a banner on it, and it says, Bobby Wynn's Dancing with the Stars. Listen to US 106.1 now.
Come on.
Love
that. Man, that's cool. Thanks for sharing that with us. How's your day going? Pretty good?
I thought it was pretty awesome. Good. Yeah. Heading to work.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate that. And be safe. Get your kid to school safely. Go home safely. Sleep safely. Lock the doors at night. Tonight, hope it's safe. Wake up tomorrow, do it again. You know what I mean? And stay safe. That's my point of the whole thing.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsea Ballerini was announced as a headliner for the West Coast celebration of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Zach Brown Band teased in a press release that they are hard at work in the studio on new music, and there's a lot more to come. Garth Brooks released the trailer for his upcoming Notre Dame concert special. It will air on December 2nd on CBS. I'm Morgan No. 2, that's The Skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
In Colorado, a man donated his RV to a family who was affected by the wildfires in California. James Faircloth did not have an extra RV lying around. Instead, he convinced an RV owner to sell it to him at a discount price. Then, he inspired friends and neighbors to fill the RV with bags full of stuff people would need, like linens and snacks and kitchen utensils and more. And then finally, James and his daughter drove 18 hours to the city of Chico to give the RV to the Wood family, who were there trying to keep their four small children safe and inside of a safe place.
Wow.
The Wood family was, of course, very grateful and are thrilled to have a place to live right now and stuff and, like, clothes and, like, a bed.
It's awesome.
And again, this is just someone who was there, didn't have an extra RV, by the way.
And it's not like they're
all the work,
right?
Yeah.
Around the corner. They had to drive really far.
That's awesome, and that's what it's all about.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tallahassee, Florida. A 19-year-old man was at the mall waiting in the bathroom. Someone comes in, he pulls out a gun, says, "Give me your wallet." Guy hands over his wallet. Guy goes to put the gun back in his waistband. Boom! Shoots himself right in the region.
Oh, the region.
Yeah.
The famous region.
Ooh.
So I wonder what the guy does that had his wallet stolen. Does he take his wallet back and leave? Does he beat the dude up?
Ooh.
Does he just run because he hears a gunshot? Like, do you know what happened with that?
I just know police were called and the man was arrested. Doesn't say what the guy did, if he got his wallet back, if he ran out. Just know the 19-year-old went to the hospital, then jail.
Is there an update on his region?
The region is in bad shape.
Oh, no.
On Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Welcome to the show. Hey, so yesterday's show, we played this one-hit wonder game. So let's do another round of this. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
These are the biggest one-hit wonders in the past 25 years. Now, I played this one yesterday. It's called I'm Gonna Be, and it was by the Proclaimers. They had one hit. That was it. Maybe you remember this one, Closing Time, by Semisonic. Remember that? Okay, it's a one-hit wonder. Just name the artist. The song is Who Let the Dogs Out? Who sang it?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Oh, my God.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Do you know the song, Amy?
Yeah.
All right, Lunchbox.
Oh, I know the song.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey, okay, let's go over to Amy.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Mark.
Smith. Oh. Lunchbox.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Good one.
Anderson.
It's actually the Baha Men.
Oh gosh, right when you say it, I'm like, why don't I know this?
But like he said Bohemian Rhapsody, and I don't know if that was just strictly coincidental that Bohemian and Baha Men were together.
It's pretty close.
I feel like it was in his brain. He just couldn't quite get there.
Okay, one hit wonder. Biggest of the last 25 years. Who sang
Come My Lady, come My Lady, you're my butterfly, sugar.
Butterfly, baby. From 2001.
Come My Lady, you're my butterfly.
I just love that song. I love that jam.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Yeah. Amy.
The Sugar Bees.
The Sugar Bees. Wow, I haven't thought about them in forever now. They don't exist. Lunchbox.
Sugar Ray. Yeah. What?
Now, Sugar Ray had a ton of hits.
Yeah.
That song, Butterfly, is by Crazy Town. Okay, one more.
Man, I'm getting close on these.
Not really.
You just got close to Amy's myth on that one. You didn't actually get close to the real one. All right, for the win.
All right.
It's the last one.
You're beautiful.
From 2006.
You're beautiful.
Who's saying you're beautiful?
You're beautiful. It's true.
You mean my first one right.
Amy's got it. She wrote it down. She's going to go with Sean Wilson. She just picks common names every time.
This is the only one I've known.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, Lunchbox.
Maybe Lunchbox should go first.
Lunchbox is low key.
Don't have it. Wait.
You don't need me to go
Let's
first.
Let's say it at the same time.
Okay, on the count of three, say it. One, two, three.
Daniel James Blunt. Powder.
Wait, what? Amy, who is it?
Daniel Powder.
Lunchbox, who is
James
it?
Blunt.
Okay, so.
Oh, shoot.
Who is Daniel Powder?
Daniel Powder sings Bad Day.
Oh, shoot.
Had a bad day. Oh. You take it.
That's not the same song. But
it's not.
No, it's not.
Lunchbox, you are the winner. This guy. Kill him again.
Everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
There he is.
And they stay there.
There he is.
And they say yeah.
I say this about Lunchbox. He gets one right and wins. Like, it seems so dominating when he sings that song, but he got one right today and one right yesterday.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Ted's on in Virginia. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Bobby, congratulations on winning, man. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. What else you want to say?
Oh, I got something to tell you, Bobby. I've been a longtime listener, big fan, but I'm a public school teacher out here in Fairfax County, Virginia. And I just wanted to tell you and Amy and everybody else that I use your show all the time in my classroom. I have my students tell me something good. We're doing a positivity project right now, so trying to practice a little gratitude and really want them to give thanks every day to, you know, find the joy in everyday situation. So we do tell me something good. We also do, Amy, you might appreciate this, but we do, you know, the morning corny. The kids always, even though they think they're too cool for school, they always laugh at the jokes. I always pass that those on to them. And even like the 30-second skinny, believe it or not, is a great way to like summarize stories for kids. So I'll say, okay, guys, give me the 30-second skinny of your book. Go. And they have, like, you know, 30 seconds to summarize whatever they're reading right now.
That's so awesome.
I just wanted to tell you that like I said, I'm a sixth grade teacher over here in Virginia, big fan, and I try to use as much of your show in the classroom as I can.
Come on. Come on. Look at this guy. We're giving you a hand for being a teacher and for being a servant and also for, well, doing our show. All right, listen, if you guys ever want to come in, give us a day off, we'd love that. They may like that more. Hey, I appreciate that call. Thank you very much, Ted.
Hey, no problem, Bobby. Thanks.
You want to shout out your school or no?
Yeah, let's go Riverside Elementary School in Fairfax County, Virginia.
What's the mascot?
We are the Riverside Rockets.
Oh, come on, the Riverside Rockets. Yeah. Let's go.
Go Rockets, go. Go Rockets, go. Go Rockets, go.
Do you guys say that, Ted, or no?
Not like that.
Oh, not like that. All right. Oh. Yeah. Wah, wah. Hey, Ted, appreciate that, buddy. Have a good day. Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Morgan number two, who is our head of digital. She is 25 years old, and she has a segment called What Do 25-Year-Olds Care About? Here it is.
What do 25-year-olds care about?
They finally released the first trailer of the Lion King live-action remake, and it is incredible. Side by side with the original Disney movie, it looks exactly the same, but live action.
And does this excite you as a 25-year-old?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Besides the fact that we have to now watch Mufasa die in HD, yeah.
The new Lion King trailer got 224.6 million views in 24 hours.
What?
Wow. Yeah. So it's like that and Avengers Infinity War, depending on what stat you use, they're the two biggest of all time.
Wow.
The weird thing to me is people are getting upset about this trailer because they're going, well, it's not real live action because it's all like CG.
Yeah, but it looks real.
I mean, what do they expect? Are you going to give a hyena a script?
Right, like a little lion cub?
Yeah, it's like, what? Yes.
I was confused when you said live action. I was like, how are they doing this? Like, I was one of those
humans
people.
In costumes.
Sorry. Like, I was.
Cut. Let's do that again, monkey. Coming a little faster.
It's Hakuna Matata. Not
bring in the warthog.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
The live action CGI remake. So it's not really live action. It's just more liver action than the cartoon. It comes out July 19th. Donald Glover as Simba. James Earl Jones still alive as Mufasa.
Love it.
Same voice. Beyonce's in it. So, but Morgan number two loved it.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so ready for it, and I'll probably be there the night it comes out.
All right, and that's what 25-year-olds care about.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
This mom from Ohio gave birth to twins in her Jeep after going into labor, and it lasted a lot shorter than expected. She was 38 weeks pregnant. She woke up from a restless night's sleep, and she was going into labor. She was like, oh, my goodness. So they threw the bags in the Jeep. They rushed to the hospital. They didn't get very far. It's a 25-minute ride. And she's like, they're coming right now. And she said, I'm not going to make it. And then there they come.
Wow.
In the Jeep. Now, while all this is happening, and they're in the Jeep driving, and she's having the baby, she was also giving her husband directions to the hospital. The babies were delivered safely. They were healthy. They're going home from the hospital. So.
That's crazy.
I had a friend. I think he was on the show. But they drove to the hospital because she was about to have a baby, and they couldn't get all the way in. They had the baby in the car.
Whoa.
Right outside the hospital. Because they could not get inside the hospital in time. And he said, by the way, the car was a disaster area. Like,
yeah, I'm like, what do you do? Can you clean? Can you take it to the cleaners? Or are you like, hey. Yeah.
Does that show up on your Carfax report? Oh. You know, whenever you're... All right, here we go. Top five in country music right now. Tuesday's top five. At number five. So Mitchell Tenpenny, Drunk Me. Cause there ain't no hangover like you. Jam. At number four, She's Got the Best of Me from Luke Combs. She got the best of me. She broke. At number three, Kane Brown, Lose It. I don't think you know what you're doing to me again. My heart keeps giving a beat. You're not close enough. So Maren Morris at number two. Boy, I'd be rich. Head to toe, pride up. Benz in the driveway, yacht in the water. And your number one song in country music is from Jimmy Allen, Best Shot. When you smile, I see. Congrats to Jimmy. Your number one top 40 song is Happier from Marshmallow. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happy. You know that one? Your kids hear that one?
No.
Eddie, your
not
kids
yet.
Hear that one?
Oh, yeah. They love this song.
Your number one alternative song is from Panic at the Disco, High Hopes. It's a jam.
It's a jam.
Yeah. Those are your big songs. Bobby Bone, come on. Hey, Monica in Richmond, Virginia. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to know what the status of you getting the mirror ball tattoo is.
Well, Sharna left my Dancing with the Stars partner and went to Australia as soon as we finished all of our press after we won the show. And so I've talked to her a little bit, but we haven't seen each other. Yeah, we still plan on getting them. But now it's just like, when are we going to be together again? So I think she was flying back yesterday. I texted her, but you don't get texts on those flights. I guess no Wi-Fi over the ocean, but we still plan on getting them. Why? What's going on?
My 11-year-old daughter thinks that you should do a contest for all the listeners, and whoever wins is the one you would get.
What do you mean?
Like, as far as them drawing the mirror ball tattoo.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen. Yeah, listen, I love you guys. That ain't happening.
You have to pick the good one. Yeah. But you would pick the best one.
Yeah. I don't know. Then it gets into the thing where the listener has to sign it. Like, it's my art to have to sign. You know... I'm not quite sure. I'm not ruling against that, Monica. And you can tell your daughter I think that's a fantastic idea. But at the moment, I'm not planning on any listener art right now. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, are you good otherwise?
I'm great. And I just want to thank you for a wonderful radio station on the way to Richmond in the mornings. And my daughter thanks you or when you were on TV because she got to stay up late every night.
Oh, wow. You let her stay up late to watch me on Dancing with the Stars?
I did, and when you were the last one, it really bit me in the butt every time.
Amy said the same thing about her kids, like when I was last on the show, that she would have to either put them to bed and they would be irritated by it, or they'd stay up late and watch, right, Amy?
Yep.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's what she
did. There you go. Well, hey, thank you for the call, and tell your daughter I said hello, okay?
I will, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Come on. There you go. Amy, you good over there or no?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, Amy's got some, she's coming down with something right now. I can tell.
I hope it's not coming down with something.
That's coming down with something.
I know. My son has had something, but...
Yeah, that's coming down with something.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Brian Maydern is a state trooper in North Carolina. He's off duty and he's driving and he sees a car fly past him at 85 miles an hour. And he's like, man, I'm off duty, but that is unsafe. Pulls him over and finds out the woman is in labor. The husband is rushing him to the hospital. And he says, you know what? I got this. Delivers the baby on the side of the road.
Oh, wow.
Just took
it in his own hands.
He said, what up? I'm off duty, but I'll still deliver a baby.
Did he say it like that? Because I've been creepy.
What up?
What up? I'm here to deliver the baby.
Come on, let's do this.
I've been waiting to do this my whole life. No need to go. Just hang out for a bit.
That's he actually story, said his quote was, to be a part of the process that brings life into this world is absolutely amazing. And I told you, you might cry.
I think it's a great story, but I'm not going to cry. That's a good story. If someone was having a baby in front of you,
would you go down and be like, okay, time to pull this thing out? Or would you call somebody and wait?
Sometimes you don't have time to wait. Like if you're at the post office and...
That story that you make up never happened to you.
Okay.
We put you on the lie detector. Lunchbox claims he was at the post office. This woman goes into labor and he helps deliver the baby.
Yep. There's no chance.
I had to hold her hand while she squeezed. And let me tell you, that was the first time I ever experienced a woman squeezing your hand when she's giving birth. And they have unknown power because it felt like my hand was going to be crushed.
To everyone listening right now, we put him on a lie detector test and it said he was lying. Not only that, it said he was lying about a shark that bit his paddle boat once. Remember that?
Yeah, I was off the coast of Georgia, not Atlanta. I was going to say my cousins live in Atlanta, and we went to the coast, and a shark bit my paddle boat. Luckily, we were able to get to shore.
That was also
my cousin
a lie.
Kevin
also
and
a
I.
Lie. Also a lie.
Okay.
But I do off like your story. That's what it's all about right there, yeah. Lunchbox. There it is.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
He's off the coast of Atlanta, by the way. In case you guys missed that.
No.
Yeah.
It was Georgia, but my cousin, we went to visit my cousins in Atlanta. I get confused.
Yeah. We're off the coast of Kentucky, right?
Right.
So I guess they gave you the company business card to do one Uber ride on your phone, right?
Yeah, one.
One. And so you left it and then you started charging a bunch of stuff to it?
Well, when you enter a card in to your Uber app, it's always there.
And so how much did you run up in the bill?
You'd have to ask Morgan details, but it's probably 15 Uber rides. It's been over months.
Man.
But some work, some not. But you know, you forget to switch it back and forth between the credit cards.
Are you having to pay that back?
I guess.
Or are they just going, hey, you're an exemplary employee?
Ooh. No, I have to pay it back. Like, Morgan's in trouble.
Hold on.
Number one's in trouble. Who works?
You
the
got
bathroom.
The company card for your Ubers?
Lunchbox, they won't even give me the company card.
I was going to say, yo, I take company rides. Can I get the card on my phone?
They this give people like Mike D. Our ride. They give them the company credit card. They won't let me touch it.
They trust him.
They trust everybody but me with the company card. Amy has it on her phone that I don't get to see it because they know I'll spend everything.
But the only reason why I got it is because I was ordering an Uber for Bobby.
No, is that true?
Okay, yep,
good for
100%.
They wouldn't even give it to me, but they would give it to Amy.
Give it to Amy to get order. Bobby a car.
Yeah. Are you in trouble?
Oh, yeah, and I tip everybody.
Oh, like, and why not?
Right? Yeah, because it's on the company dime.
$5.
Why not? Hey, Caitlin, you're on the show. Hello.
Hi.
What's happening? Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, I'm on the way to work, and I'm coming to see you in Greensboro on Friday.
Yeah, the final weekend of my Red Hoodie tour. Well, except for a couple dates I had to reschedule because of Dancing with the Stars. But yes, I can't wait to see you Friday in Greensboro and Saturday in Virginia Beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to bring your mirror ball?
I don't know. It's all about going to get on the airplane. Let me ask you.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I can't check the mirror ball, right?
You can hide it.
But it's so big. It's hard to walk.
It needs its own special suitcase.
I know, but then you have to put it up. I don't know. I'm debating traveling with that thing. It's like traveling with a baby. Would you check your baby? Answer the question, Lunchbox. Would you check your baby?
No, you wouldn't check your baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought about it for a second. I couldn't do it.
But checking your baby?
Yeah.
I have the mirror ball in the studio. I don't know. TBD on that. But I'll see you this weekend, huh? On Friday night?
Okay. I can't wait.
Is it cold there? Because...
It's freezing. It's 33 degrees right now.
I drove in this morning. It was 21 degrees. And there are people running on the side of the road.
Weirdos.
Like, what is wrong with these people? They're full thermal, everything. It's dark, and they are running.
It's
and by what's
life.
Wrong with them, I mean, I wish I had whatever they had
right.
that motivated me to wake up in 20 degree weather and go run. Guy was out running, walking his dog this morning, too. All right, we'll see.
I don't have it either, but yes, a bundle up for sure.
All right, we'll see you Friday night.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
Bye. I'll try to bring the mirror ball if I can.
So that thing doesn't come with a case? They just expect you to carry it around like that?
It came with a little box, like a cardboard box.
Oh.
Like a shoe box.
Well,
but bigger, yeah. I understand. But
because when they handed me this trophy after I won, and Disney put us on their airplane and sent us to New York. So they were like, just take it with you. So, of course, you're on a plane. It's not a real – you just sit wherever you want, do whatever you want. They had, like, waitresses on the plane. It was crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I didn't say it like that creepy here, but I was like, it was pretty cool. And then I got on the airplane, and I had to put it between my legs. I hid it on my flight from New York to Nashville. So I got down, and I sat down. I put the blanket over my legs so they wouldn't see there was in between my legs because they would have made me not
– And no one ever saw it?
Mm-mm. No one looks between my legs ever for any reason whatsoever.
Okay,
what's up?
Okay,
what's
right.
up?
Oh, no one.
Hey-o.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
All right. Over to Amy with Corny now. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Someone broke into my house and stole my limbo stick.
Okay.
How low can you go?
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good, though. All of us groaned, and we went, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That was good. How low? There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
You guys can call us 877-77-BOBBY. We're talking about Amy. She had the company card. And why would you order Uber for me, though?
We were in Vegas, and you needed to go somewhere from the studio, so you didn't have your phone out or something.
Man, I think it maybe
went like, Amy, can you grab the Uber? And then Morgan was like, oh, Amy, if you're getting it for Bobby, here's the credit card. So I got it from Morgan number one, typed it in, and it stayed there. I didn't realize it was still there.
So Amy chalked up this humongous bill because she just kept charging the company card.
Yes.
Hey, Amanda, you're on in Florida. Where in Florida are you right now?
I am in Tampa, Florida.
Is it so warm and you're just like, yay, hey, look at us, I'm so warm, my shorts.
It's 56, but I'm used to warm weather.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cold.
I'm just giving you a hard time. What would you like to say about this?
I was just calling on what was going on with Amy. I had a colleague who had her credit card hooked to Amazon. It was the company credit card, and she accidentally charged some not work-related items for her and her husband.
Oh, like not safe for work? Like
not safe for work.
So she was buying like husband-wife things on the company card.
Yes.
And so what happened?
So she luckily was able to get a hold of Amazon and charge her personal card and have the other one refunded because there was no way she'd be able to expense it.
Becky, could you come office, please? So this 72 pounds of latex that you ordered.
And everyone knows her business now.
Oh, no. Hey, Amanda, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. Let's go over to Samantha in Virginia. Hey, Samantha, what's happening?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
I'm really good. What can I do for you?
Well, I actually just listened to your podcast yesterday about your behind the scenes with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I did a Bobbycast. I did it at my house. It was like an hour of me talking about a lot of stuff that I haven't talked about my experience on Dancing with the Stars. Did you find that pretty insightful, Samantha?
I did. It was really awesome just to kind of see, I guess, who really was like hanging out and talking and who you really didn't talk to that much.
Yeah, it was, I think I called it like, what I call it, like secrets you don't, something dramatic. The untold story? Yeah, the untold true story. Yeah, go ahead.
But we were listening to the car a lot yesterday. My youngest wanted to listen to some music, but she luckily let me listen to the rest of it. So we got to finish it yesterday, which was awesome. And I enjoyed kind of hearing who you connected with. Even the dancers, like I didn't really realize you would connect with the other dancers on the show. So that was kind of cool to hear that.
Yeah, I talked about how once some of them got eliminated, they came and helped me because I struggled the whole season with dancing as compared to the other people. And so, yeah, just search Bobbycast and you can listen to this. I even talked about what happened. And don't spoil it, Samantha, but I even talked about what happened in my dating life. Don't say what it is yet, Samantha, but did you find that to be insightful?
I found it to be very insightful. And honestly, I'm glad.
Don't say too much, Samantha.
Whoa.
Sorry, my bad. Okay, you're going to be like Amy here and you're going to spoil things for people. Because I'll talk about it on the radio soon, but right now it lives on the Bobbycast. People can find out all about my dating life. And there's some exact questions answered, right?
Yeah, definitely some exact questions answered.
Were you happy with what you heard?
I was very happy with what I heard. Yeah, no, I loved it because my daughters and I watched it all season and we totally voted for you and we've never voted on that show before.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it was amazing.
And what about Amy's podcast? Have you heard that yet? The new Four Things podcast.
I did. We've listened to both episodes so far. I love it. I love how she's incorporating the Four Things. I have a Four Things tote, which I absolutely love. We definitely have supported the Shop Forward and I love how she talks about the microwave on her second episode. So I'm dying to see if she eventually will get a microwave.
Let me tell you about Amy and this microwave. It's so weird because Amy's like, I will not have a microwave. Yet she has cell phones. She has every single thing around her that does what she's – because Amy does not own a microwave. If you're new to this show, Amy does not own a microwave. She thinks that they're the devil.
Okay.
Basically, she puts food on the stove and heats it with her breath. She's so against any sort of ray, like what are those electromagnetic
radiation?
Rays?
Radiation. I don't know.
Yes.
How it
she
cooks.
Does. Her husband wants a microwave. Everybody, I want her to have a microwave.
Well, Dr. Oz addresses it on the podcast.
And what does he say?
He says, I can get a microwave.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what do you think about that?
That would be an awesome Christmas present for your husband, Amy.
I will get you the best microwave.
I don't even know where we would put it. I have no room.
I will buy you a microwave.
My kitchen wasn't built for a microwave.
I'll buy you a microwave room. Yeah, I have a built-in on your house. All microwaves. You walk in, it's just a wall of microwaves.
If you can find a way to hide it, like I want to be able to shut it behind a door in case I don't want to be around it. I want to close it off.
Okay. Well, listen, Samantha, thank you for your call.
Thank you, guys. I hope you guys have an awesome day.
Thanks. See you later. There you go. Yes. Anything else you want to say about that, Amy?
I mean, she's probably right. I should get my husband a microwave for Christmas.
I would like to get him one.
He has
Christmas.
The one that his friends gave him, but it's like college dorm, you know?
You don't need more than that, right?
No, no, it's like a small one.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
I mean, it's better than
nothing.
If I'm
going to heat stuff up, I want to get it done.
You want the whole meal?
Now Amy's in. Amy wants a 5-layer microwave. Madison in North Carolina, hello.
Hi!
What's up?
Hi, I'm a habitual listener and a first-time caller.
We've never had anyone call themselves a habitual listener before. That's funny. Well, thank you very much. Well, what can I do for you?
My husband's a police officer in North Carolina, and it really touches my heart when you guys give so much recognition to first responders and police officers. And I heard Lunchbox's story, and it was out of North Carolina, and I was like, woo, woo. So I kind of just wanted to say thank you for the recognition that you guys give police officers. It really, really touches my heart when you guys give them credit and then recognition. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks. I think we all realize that we'll talk about police officers for a second. Without them doing the things that they're doing that we don't even know they're doing, we probably wouldn't even be safe. So, you know, so much of that goes to, I didn't have the courage to do it. And if somebody didn't have the courage to do it, nobody would do it. So it's like military, police officers, anybody risking their lives to go in places, I'm such a little pansy. What am I going to do? So I appreciate there are people that are strong and tough, and that there are men and women out there that are doing this, because I'm not. Boo Boo Bobby don't want any action. Boo Boo Bobby runs the other way. So thankfully, there are people that are way the opposite of Boo Boo Bobby. Boo Boo Bobby doesn't have any of that. Boo Boo Bobby, baby. Scientists swallowed Legos to find out how long it would take to pass them. Did you guys see the story?
Whoa. Crazy.
What?
It was the whole thing.
Yeah. Like big Legos or like the little, like the little
a Lego,
guy.
Like a Lego.
Oh my gosh.
Because kids swallow them.
All the time.
And so scientists swallowed Legos to find out how long it would take to actually pass the Lego.
So how long
does
it take?
So do we know yet?
Yeah, 1.7 days. It's not like a Tootsie Roll where you really don't know the answer. You know the Tootsie Roll pop?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. It
could be forever.
Yeah, they're like, how many licks? You'll never know. No, they know. On average, you swallow a Lego, you poop it out in 1.7 days. 41 hours on average.
It's fascinating.
Wow.
And nobody had any complications. And this was part of the thing they wanted to know. Kids swallow Legos. Does it go in and, like, tear their stomach?
Yeah.
Get stuck.
The good info is if you have kids who put things in their mouth, Legos, the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health looked at how long it takes the human body to pass the Lego, and no fancy tricks. Six doctors simply volunteered to swallow a Lego.
Wow.
It wasn't in a balloon. It wasn't in any, they just swallowed the Lego, and they even swallowed one of those little yellow head people.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Their head.
They swallowed the whole thing.
Wow.
Because they were like, we need to do it all. And it goes right down.
You have to be brave, because I'd be nervous to get stuck in your throat.
Yeah.
The Lego.
You know, those police officers I just talked about are brave. These guys here, good for them.
The volunteer scientists.
You know, there's some bravery to this.
Well, yeah. Should we try it?
No, I'm not. No, Boo Boo Bobby wants nothing to do with this. No. Boo Boo Bobby won't even do this. That's how Boo Boo Bobby is. No way. But yeah, 1.7 days. They say that, on average, 41 hours, it could be a bit different for kids because they're smaller and their digestive tract is shorter. It may pass faster, but that if they swallow it, they're probably fine. Nobody had any complications. They did lose one of the Lego heads and found it. But they say that
they never
found it. But they say that there's even more proof that swallowing one isn't a big deal. even if it's like floating around in there. Eventually, the acids eat plastic.
The plastic? Oh, God, it sounds terrible.
Is it BPA free?
I don't know. Gluten free?
Oh, it's got to be gluten free.
Somebody posted a clip of a guy who was so surprised by his own surprise party, he pulls out a gun. I mean, it. Lucky nobody got shot.
He was scared, huh?
Yeah. Because there's a balloon that popped too.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I was doing a sound effect there.
Wow. Wow. Don't do that. You got me. Like, I really was like,
the first one.
Oh my goodness.
That's not a thing, you know? How crazy is it? The balloons popping scared the dude so bad.
Yeah.
But
did they know he carries a gun?
I don't know. Once he realized, he put the gun back in his pocket and started greeting everybody.
Oh, my goodness. That could have been so bad.
Yeah. There's a,
you don't like surprises, right?
No, but well, I also...
But you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Wow.
I don't think it was just a surprise. I think it was also someone popped a balloon at the same time. And obviously, there must be something going on around him where he's pulling guns.
Yeah.
Because he pulls it quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he's ready
and
to
it's
go.
Like, woo! And he has it out there.
Dang.
Yeah. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, his family freaked out for a second, too. They're like, whoa.
Well, yeah, it's a birthday party.
Tommy.
Put the gun down.
Relax. It's me, Cousin Will.
Everyone has to identify themselves.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Here's the thing about surprises, right? I don't mind surprises if it's really a surprise. I hate being told a surprise is coming because then I start making the surprise excellent in my head.
Oh, that's
like,
it.
They're like, hey, you got a surprise coming. Wow. Let me think of every way it would be the awesomest thing ever. Where if it was just a surprise, I would be like, wow, I wasn't expecting this. This is way better than what I expected. But if you tell me something cool is coming, I'm building it up. It's going to be the coolest thing in the history of the world. Give me a second. I'll create the – it'll be amazing. I'll be on a spaceship with a puppy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, with chicken fried steak.
But that would never happen. So then you're going to be disappointed.
Right. So don't tell me.
Right. And just surprise you.
Uh-huh.
But don't bring your gun.
No, don't worry.
To the party.
I don't carry. Amy has a concealed handgun license.
But I don't carry.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
You know, it's just something to do.
Oh, pass the time.
Yeah. She got bored. Oh, boy.
I thought I would be a carrier, but it's probably not the best, you know?
I agree. Amy pulling it out all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Forget it places. Yes.
But I'm trained. At least I know.
She is trained. That's true. I'm so fascinated by these royal family stories, especially the dumb ones. Meghan Markle has been ordered not to beat the queen at charades. Now, would you even want to play a game if someone was told not to beat you?
No.
I wouldn't either. It's like, why even play the game if it's not like legit competition? Every Christmas, Queen Elizabeth and her family play charades. But the Sunday Express says that Prince Harry has warned his wife and actress Meghan Markle not to make drama out of the first Christmas and do not beat the queen at charades. They say there's an American urge to win everything.
That's
so lame.
If you're playing a game, you're supposed to at least try your hardest.
So the queen has never lost?
The whole family likes to play charades on Christmas night, and she must never beat the queen.
Okay.
And can you picture her doing charades?
Who is a fine actress herself, they say, the queen.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, charades is all acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny to me. I do have a game here. This game is Name That Reality Show by the theme song.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'll do, write your answer down, and away we go. Here we go. Show number one, name it. You ever heard that before?
I think I've heard it.
I'm in for the win.
Everybody's in? Amy?
American Idol.
Lunchbox?
American Idol.
Eddie?
American Idol.
Very good. Everybody gets that one right. There you go. Okay. Name this one.
So dumb.
Lunchbox is so dumb.
I know. He's acting.
He's playing this real clueless, like, I have no idea what that is.
He scratched his head.
He's like, I wonder. Amy?
Survivor.
Lunchbox?
Survivor!
Eddie?
Survivor.
There you go. Good.
So good.
Number three, name the reality show.
Oh,
This one's not even familiar to me, but it's a huge show. Are we sure this is the start of the theme? It is? Will it be recognizable soon?
Okay. I'm in.
You already know it?
I don't know if I know it, but I think I know it.
Okay.
This is a...
Yeah.
You know it?
I think so.
Okay.
A reality show?
Amy?
I'm in for the win.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Let's watch.
The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I picture people going like, oh. I love you. I've just been thinking about you. It's The Bachelor.
It's The Bachelor, huh? Oh.
Interesting.
Okay, name this one right here. What reality show is this?
I'm in for the win.
All right, I'm in.
Amy?
Dancing with the Stars?
No. Lunchbox.
This is The Voice.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Eddie.
I had The Amazing Race.
That's The Voice. But you get a buzz. What score? Oh, Lunchbox in the lead?
Yep.
All right, here you go. Name this one.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Dancing with the Stars.
No. Lunchbox.
Shark Tank.
There you go. Oh,
okay.
The Amazing Race.
No.
Somebody watches a lot of reality TV.
But he admits that. Self-proclaimed reality champion.
I love reality TV.
Name this one. Lunchbox?
Dancing with the Stars.
There you go. Amy?
Dancing with the Stars.
Contestants Bobby Bones and Sharna!
Yeah! Finally. Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. Lunchbox is dancing. Yeah! Lunchbox, you already won. What you got here?
Beat that beat on Jersey Shore!
Beat that beat on?
Yeah, Jersey Shore. That's what they used to do in the club. They used to beat that beat.
Yeah?
Beat that beat. Sandy Sweetheart. Let's
party. All right, there's your winner, reality show champion. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they stay there.
And they stay there, and they say yeah. You know, someone made a great point to me yesterday. They were like, you're a reality show guy now. I don't really think of myself.
Oh, wow.
Because Dancing with the Stars is a reality show.
Do you have an IMDb?
Yeah, but I've had one forever.
Okay.
A couple movies and stuff.
Oh, does it come up now that you were on Dancing with the Stars? I'm going to check it out.
No idea.
I'll go to that right
now. Dang, you're a reality star now.
Yeah.
Are you proud of that?
I don't care.
Like, you like that on your...
I'm proud that I did the hardest reality show. But that or the one where they go fish for gophers.
Fish for gophers?
Naked and Afraid.
Well, no. Where they go on the boats, the shrimp boats.
Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, that's not gophers.
Whatever, dude. That one looks tough.
That's hard.
But that's
people
a lifestyle.
Die on those.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Other than that, Dancing with the Stars probably is...
It's really hard to do.
Yes, it's a lot.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So shout out to this guy, Todd Brown. He found a wallet in the passenger seat of the airplane. Like, he was sitting there, reached down, was like, what's this? Well, it belonged to this 20-year-old named Hunter. He opened it up inside. He found $60 cash, a debit card, a signed paycheck, and the ID. So he had the address. So he mailed the wallet back to 20-year-old Hunter. But inside, he rounded it up to $100. And he said, here's a little extra money to celebrate getting your wallet back.
Wow. Wow.
I should lose some stuff.
Let's try it.
See if I get some extra. Right. That's really cool. Good for that guy. Good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah, I went to the gym yesterday for the first time in 3 months. Like, really worked out. I mean, I'm so skinny and gross.
What do you bench? The bar?
Okay. All right.
Wow.
No, this is
Whoa,
see,
man.
I can't even come into the safe
Whoa.
Spot here and talk about my feelings.
No, this is a safe place. I do the bar.
You're also like 5'2", 62 pounds.
I'm 5'6".
I went and it was tough yesterday. I did like 3 pull-ups. I've lost all upper body strength because all I did was dance for 3 months.
3's good though.
3 what?
Pull-ups. I can't even do 1.
Do I look like I'm skinnier?
Yeah.
Yeah, multiple people have made comments.
But I feel like I've gained the weight back because I told you.
But they didn't see you. You're still skinnier, but they didn't see you at the extreme skinny.
Well, so the first 2.5 weeks of the show, I lost 12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Not on purpose, because we were working so hard. I was so out of my element that I just didn't eat. Not because I wasn't hungry. I think I would just get so tired, and then I had no time to sleep, and I picked sleep over eat. They had to send someone up to bring food in. I've said this before. In the middle of our sessions, because I was so focused. I see where I do have those, OCD for sure. All the tendencies. It was just like work.
Right.
All I thought about was this radio show and dance and nothing else. I talked to friends. It was really it was not a good place for me.
Wait, I thought Dancing with the Stars was a good place for you.
No, it was for me. I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it wasn't good for my balance or mental health.
Mm-hmm.
All I thought about was this show and that show. Nothing else. Sometimes I would eat. Sometimes I would sleep. But I was so focused on both things. And so, yeah, I have no balance. I'm trying to adjust back. Went to the gym for the first time. I'm reaching out to friends like, ooh, sorry I've been gone for 3 months. You know where I've been. But
yeah.
So it's a whole weird transition to get back into normal life now. But, you know, then Christmas is here. You know.
You guys start going out again because you're there
find
for a
the
little
balance.
Bit.
Yeah.
It was good. We did a charity event last night.
Yeah.
And I went out for a little bit to that. And so it was good to see people again. But yeah.
At one point, Bobby was surrounded by, there was like 5 of us girls, and everyone was like just so jealous of the fact that he got to dance, which is fun, but it was hard work, but for like 8 hours a day, and he could eat whatever he wanted. Every girl was like, so how can we get on the show?
Well, anybody can just go dance. Just go in the room and dance for 8 hours if you want to just dance.
But it's not. But if you're on the show, it's like your job. Like it's an extra job. Like there's an excuse or reason for you to be dancing that much.
It was the hardest, but one of the best things I've ever done was that show. But I got nothing going on. Like in my Thanksgiving, I just got home and was like, welp, now what do I do? Luckily, Mike D, our writer, is also a loser. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
He had his girlfriend in town. They had nothing to do. So I was like, come over to the house. And then I have another artist friend whose wife had to work, so he came over.
But another loser.
No, it was not a loser. I'm not a loser. I just say that because I don't have anything to do.
So sometimes for Christmas, you'll take a trip or something. What do you have? Do you have anything in the works?
Yeah,
nothing?
You do solo trips.
I don't want to do solo trips. Oh. By the way,
he'll be like, I don't know where I'm going, and I'm not going to tell anybody later. And then like 3 weeks later, we find out.
He's in Iceland.
Wait, have you ever said when you went to the one place?
I don't know which one place you're talking about. But
yeah, what place?
I think I'd write it down just in case I haven't.
I don't know because I didn't know you went here everywhere. For like 3 months.
Everybody knows that.
Which one was that one?
I couldn't see it.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's Amy and I think.
But I was in the same car. Other people knew. I didn't know. I was like, rude.
Here's the thing. I don't have any family like that. I don't have a wife or kids or anything. So Christmas, I don't like to just sit at home and feel sorry for myself. And usually I had a dog. And my dog died. It's like a country song. I'm giving a country song right now.
This is your first Christmas without the dog.
Sucks,
it's gonna
dude.
Be hard.
Yeah, it stinks.
Where's your pickup truck?
I know, right? So I got to do something. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go. I had no plans. I'm reaching out to friends again like, hey, remember me? I was that dude. Sherry in Florida, hello.
Hi, I'm excited to talk to you.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to know?
I just wanted a status update on your relationship.
There is none. How about that? There's no relationship.
After all that.
Wait. Say that again?
Oh, you didn't know? I told you, didn't I?
No.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
My husband always jokes that you're my boyfriend, you just don't know it.
I'll take it. What do you do for Christmas?
Oh, boy.
I'm looking for anything at this point.
What am I doing for Christmas?
I was just making a joke.
She just said her husband jokes.
I know, and I was making a joke back. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you could go.
I am not dating anybody right now. I said that on the podcast that I did. I said why.
Yeah, you haven't said it here.
I did a Bobbycast.
Wow.
You said why on the Bobbycast and everything?
I said a lot. Yeah.
Wow. I've listen to that.
Oh, man. How are you doing emotionally?
I figured when it came to Thanksgiving and there was, you know.
Was it her or was it you?
I think my lifestyle, whatever that means.
It sounds like you're like, I'm crazy. I stay out late at night.
I think that was a factor.
Define your lifestyle, yeah.
Bed at 8.
People that are just now starting to listen.
You define my lifestyle.
Well, I mean, Eddie made a good point. Like, some people might take that as, like, you party, you're out late.
I do the opposite.
Like, yeah.
Yes. Imagine that lifestyle, and it's the opposite.
Right. Your lifestyle is go to bed as early as you can, because you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Yes.
So and grind.
No, I'm and grind. Yes, and not the good grind, not like bump
not
and
the
grind.
Party grind.
Yeah, not you know
the right. work grind.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what.
Go ahead.
That's what you thrive off of.
What's that?
The work grind.
Mm-hmm.
That's like your thing. You're not. Your thing is not trying to. You know. Have you, I think you crave a romantic relationship, but you're not like getting fulfillment from that. You get fulfillment from
well, maybe I haven't had the right one yet. You know what I mean?
You've had some good ones.
I know.
Man.
But so no, there's nothing. The answer to the question, there's no relationship. I'm not dating anybody right now.
What's your name on social media?
What, excuse me?
What's your name on social media?
You know it.
What's my name on social media?
Yeah, Mr. Bobby Bones, people. He's single, ready to mingle. Let's you know go.
Slide okay. into the DM. Right.
Yeah, right. Slide into the DM.
I'm done. Over to Morgan number two, our head of digital. She loves food, and she has a whole segment about it.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So Olive Garden has released two new pasta dishes. One is Asiago tortellini Alfredo, but the other is lobster shrimp mac and cheese.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Hey, pound for pound at Olive Garden soup and salad, maybe the best meal that you can get.
Yeah.
For the price?
Because you get all the breadsticks.
Not even that. Like, the salad at Olive Garden is so good. And they come and they put all that cheese on it.
Oh, they ask you, tell me when to stop.
And then you never tell them.
Yes,
the best. They stand beside the table the whole time.
And their arm starts hurting. Just tell me when.
How funny of a bit with W Lunchbox if you go and you see if you get them put the whole thing on there.
Ooh, just keep going.
Just
keep going.
See how much.
Can I get a little bit more? Can I get a little bit more?
No, because they say, tell me when to stop. You just never tell them.
And you'd be like,
get on your phone.
Yeah. That'd be funny. So it's lobster mac and cheese, basically?
Yeah, it has lobster, shrimp, cheese, tomatoes, and then pasta covered with Alfredo sauce and topped with breadcrumbs.
Oh,
oh yeah. My goodness.
I do love some Olive Garden. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
By the way, that's not a commercial. We just like Olive Garden, in case anyone's wondering. That being said, last night we go and we do a charity event for St. Jude, which is a children's hospital that we're very involved with. Also, heads up, our radiothon's coming up soon. So you'll be able to be a partner in Hope, hopefully. Not this weekend, maybe next, Thursday and Friday?
Next, yep.
Yeah, and a lot of artists are coming by to play. So it's a fantastic cause. Fantastic hospital where if your kid or a kid gets cancer and it's one of the cancers they're working on, which are many, that you don't pay a bill. Like, they take care of the treatment. They take care of the housing, the food. You just go and take care of your kid.
Travel.
And that's why, you know, we're so involved with them. And so last night was a big kickoff event, and we go, and Amy and Lunchbox and Eddie are walking in a fashion show. And I hear just rumors abuzz that they're giving away free backpacks to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. It was pretty cool.
So they give – so you guys were in it, so they give you guys like a North Face really nice backpack.
Yeah.
I heard Lunchbox took three.
He did. And I took a picture of him while he was walking away
he
with him.
He was hiding one under his coat.
Why? Yes. He said one for him, one for his wife, and one for his baby.
Why? Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let you talk first.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do with three backpacks?
Like I said, my wife can have one, and my son will be starting school in 5 years. Okay? And he'll have a brand new backpack already ready to go. Like, I don't know why. They're free. They're sitting there, and they said, take one. So I
they're very, very nice.
They are very nice. They were nice backpacks.
They're like hiking backpacks.
I think you just said something. They said, what did the sign say?
It said, take one.
Yeah.
So I took one of each color. And I did have to hide one under my jacket because I was like, man, what if they bust me? And so people are hugging.
You're stealing from a charity.
No, not stealing. It was they were giving them away.
To the models.
Yes.
And he was a model.
And so,
you got a free one. Did your wife model?
No, she didn't model.
Did your baby model?
No, they did not model. But what was funny is I had one underneath my jacket so people wouldn't see it. And then when they're hugging you goodbye, I was like, oh, I was trying to do the side hug so they wouldn't feel the backpack. I was trying to avoid it. I was trying to shake hands. But yeah, was it bad that I took three? I thought it was.
Was it guys, here, first of all, here's our phone number if you want to call and add to this. 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. Amy, was it tacky last night, in your opinion?
I think what he should have done was just ask them or tell them. Like, that's the only tacky. I think they would have been cool with it, but he just should have. He didn't need to sneak it out and, like, act like he's stealing. He just say, hey, if there's extras of these, do you mind if I take one home to my son and my wife?
Why didn't no one think of me?
Oh, wow, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Well, I I almost took an extra one, but
you did take extra ones.
And see, this is what I did. And at the very beginning when we got there, like, oh, and you get a backpack. I was like, oh, thanks. So I put it with my stuff. Huh? And then later on, I asked someone else, hey, are we supposed to get backpacks?
Oh, see, oh, now you're, that's kind of lying.
We also got a pair of boots.
Yeah.
Like a coupon to go pick them out.
Did you want yours?
How many coupons did you get?
So cheap.
I only got one coupon. I tried to look for others. I thought, I was hoping maybe people left them behind and I was going to just fill them out for myself.
Do you think you're cheap?
I think I'm smart. I think I call it being...
frugal.
What are you going to do? And that's not frugal. He wasn't like finding a cheaper backpack. He was stealing other backpacks. Oh,
from a charity.
Yeah. What are you going to do with those backpacks?
When I travel, I like to carry stuff on the plane. I like to have a backpack. Yeah, so I need a backpack. It's my carry-on thing.
All three of them, though.
No, Bobby, his son is starting school in 5 years.
Yeah, I honestly will store one in the closet for 5 years until my son starts school.
Okay. Well, phones are lighting up.
No, I'd love to hear what people
say. Was it tacky, Amy, yes or no?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Extremely tacky.
Were you guys embarrassed? That he
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Whenever he showed me the one underneath his coat, like zipped up, I was like, okay, I got to walk away. Okay. I can't be a part of this.
All right, you're just mad because you didn't think of it. I'm smarter than you guys.
She didn't think of stealing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I think she's all right. Did you think of stealing, Amy?
No.
Okay. We had a charity event last night for St. Jude, and they were giving away backpacks at the end for people that took part in the event. So everybody got a backpack, and Lunchbox took three. And not only did he take two, but the third one he took, he put under his shirt, where it looked like he was trying to smuggle out a charity backpack. No one said take three, right?
Nah, no one said take three, but they didn't say only take,
Yes, they did. It said, please take one. Okay. They did say that.
Yes. Yeah, well, I was gonna lie there, but I stopped myself.
Hey, Leslie in Nashville, what do you think about this?
Hey, Bobby, good morning.
Good morning.
I spend every morning with you guys. I feel like I know you. I don't think it was right, but I think everybody would expect that of Lunchbox.
So you're saying that you expect Lunchbox to do the wrong thing?
Not in every situation, but in a low-risk situation like this, yeah.
Low-risk. That's funny. He did say that he got one for himself.
Yep.
One for his wife.
Yep.
And one for his baby in 5 years whenever his baby starts school.
And at least I'm thinking of others.
Which it will swallow his baby even at 5 years old. This backpack will be big.
But any backpack will swallow your kid at 5 years old. You watch any kids walk down the street with backpacks? It's swallowing them.
Robert, go ahead.
Lunchbox, you know your kid ain't going to want a North Face bag, man. He just want to want Superman or Batman or Power Rangers or something like that. He wants to be with the rest of the kids. It's not a North Face.
That's true. In 5 years, he's not going to want an LL Bean. He's gonna,
correct.
You're going to want Iron Man.
Correct.
You guys make a great point. We'll put some stickers on it.
Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that, man. You and your wife, but not the kid.
Why not donate them? You make a fine living.
There we go.
You're right, and they were donated to me, and it was very nice of them to do that.
All right.
I donated it to my wife, and I donated it to my kid. I could have kept all three for myself. That would have been selfish.
Karen, you're on. Hello?
Yes. Lunchbox. Good grief, dude. You just assumed that it was okay to take three. You should have asked. Who's to say they weren't going to donate the rest of them to a charity or a local orphanage or something, and now they're too short?
No, I don't think they're going to donate them. That's why they're there for the models. They said they're for the models.
It didn't say take one for every family member.
Yeah, they didn't say, oh, only take one because we're going to donate the rest to charity. So,
it is a charity, so they've kept them for themselves.
Right.
Well, listen, all the calls are upset with you.
No, that first one agreed with me, right?
The first one agreed that they thought you would do that. Yeah. There's a whole story where they say Tetris will calm your nerves. Like if you're going a little nutty. You have a little anxiety to play the game Tetris because it'll calm you. I'm so bad at Tetris, though.
Are you?
You ever play Tetris growing up?
Yeah.
Because that was a thing for me. When we were kids, Tetris, Duck Hunt, that speed pad that you hit your hands on instead of running it. Yeah.
on the floor?
Yeah. Those were all things that were big to us. But that Tetris, I was not good at that. During the stressful holiday season, one way of staying calm is to play the old school video game Tetris. Researchers actually found that Tetris can achieve a state of blissful distraction if you're playing it. It puts your mind at ease and alleviates your worries. Did anyone like Tetris?
Yes. I liked it.
On my Game Boy.
You guys like Tetris?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe. It's like Wheel of Fortune. I think if I was good at it, I'd love it. I'm terrible. I would sit with my grandma. My grandma raised me a lot of my life. That Wheel of Fortune would be up. Pat Sajak would be doing his thing. Vanna White would be doing her thing.
Yeah.
And you'd have all these. One tile would be turned over. It'd be like an L. And my grandmother would go, the llama that ate the grape is such a good llama. And I'd be like, what? How did you know that? I was terrible at Wheel of Fortune, so I didn't like it anymore.
So weird to me. Is that I think that's a game you would be good at.
It's not. Why? It's just figuring out letters. Like Jeopardy, I dominated.
But, okay.
I guess I just feel like any game you're good at.
Any game.
Yeah. Is Wheel of Fortune an old person game?
I would think at this point, old people watch game shows.
Well, just because, like you say, your grandma liked, my grandma loved Wheel of Fortune.
Same
also.
With mine.
And so I just wondered if it's targeted towards older people.
Yes. I don't think a lot of 19-year-olds are watching game shows.
Okay.
For the most part, unless they're on primetime. And then they tend to go back to the old people anyway. But guys, you have to remember though, we used to think 60 Minutes was for old people. I will watch some 60 Minutes. Like that show.
Do you get excited when you hear that
dude,
sound?
It's like boing. Yeah.
I hope it's on tonight.
I do. So, yeah, I think Wheel of Fortune's an older person show. Look at the hosts.
Yeah, what about Jeopardy? Who's that? That's targeted towards smart people, huh?
It's still old. Game shows are just generally the older demographic. But Jeopardy's now on Netflix. Do you guys ever just watch Jeopardy?
No, they have episodes of Jeopardy.
Me either. Never mind.
Oh my goodness. No.
Oh my gosh, what if you get on Jeopardy? You know, you're Dancing with the Stars champ now.
I know.
Alex Trebek.
Have you ever thought about trying out for Jeopardy? Like, seriously. Because you are really smart. Like, have you thought, hey, let me call Alex up and say, yo, get me in.
First of all, I don't know Alex. Give him a call.
Okay.
Second of all, I thought about it once because it came to town, but it didn't work on my schedule. Like, I had to work during auditions.
Have you thought about how you could be an answer? Like, I don't know. The topic could be dance competitions. And then Dancing with the Stars season 27 could pop up and you go, beep, who is Bobby Bones?
And then we go, who is Bobby Bones?
Good question.
No, really. Alex, who is Bobby Bones?
No, I haven't. But I think that would be fun.
You could. You're part of history.
Would you host it?
Jeopardy?
No,
yeah. Look up Alex Trebek's net worth.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
That dude is loaded.
I mean,
yeah, because he's been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
All
you
of
could
his
be
raises.
Like the Jim Carrey who took over for...
Drew Carey?
Whatever.
A different guy.
Took over for spay and neuter your pets.
Bob Barker?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll get one.
Alex Trebek is worth $50 million.
Yeah?
Yeah, you could do that.
I bet it's worth more than that.
Well, but long before, he $10 million annual salary. That's not bad, huh?
There's a smart toilet can tell if you're sick or not.
This is genius.
I would just be so obsessed with what was in the toilet.
Yeah.
Because I would look every time. Because I already do. But I would like to spend extra time. The smart toilet can tell if you're sick. It diagnoses diseases by analyzing the content by detecting warning signs of cancer and diabetes.
Wow.
That's so smart.
Hardcore. It's not the flu. Like, they're finding hardcore stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because all that stuff can sometimes be found in things we eliminate.
So what would be easier, hearing that news from the toilet or the doctor?
But does the toilet tell you or does it send info off and you check your toilet app?
I don't think the toilet talks to you.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Hey, Bobby.
Sit down. We have something to talk about.
Have a seat.
An alarm starts going off.
Researchers also say that sensors in public toilets would allow health officials to predict the spread of disease in communities.
Oh, dear. So if these were in public toilets, you walked in and, like, sirens were going off.
And that one right back out. I don't even walk in. Listen, in my mind, sirens are going off anyway in a public bathroom.
You're out.
I walk in, I'm like, oh, what can I touch? This is not going to infect me with what? Ugh. So, boy, I try to stay out of those public bathrooms.
I know. Kids are, Eddie, I don't know if you have this problem with kids, but since I've had them in my life the last year, like, I'll go to the bathroom with my son, and they don't really know how to not touch all the things, lift up the lid. Like, they just think it's like it's at home, and everything's clean. And my son, like, walks right up, lifts up the lid, puts his hand on the bowl, leans up against the bowl with his... I'm like, don't put your clothes on the bowl. And he's like, but Mom, if I don't get close, then I'm going to get it all over the wall. And I'm like... That's fine.
So you're allowing him to pee on the wall for somebody else.
No, I was like, you can get it in the bowl, but don't lean your whole body on the bowl to get it in the bowl, because then I'm not going to want to pick you up or touch you.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. It's kids don't, they don't understand.
Parents just don't understand either.
Oh, that's
they just don't get it.
Hey, Jesse in Minnesota, what's happening?
How's it going, Bobby?
Hey, Gil, what's your comment? Because Lunchbox went to a charity event, and they said, hey, take one free backpack, and he took three. He hid one under his shirt. So obviously, he felt like he was doing something wrong if he had to hide these backpacks. So I think you have a great point. Go ahead.
Well, I know on the past episodes, you know, Amy and stuff gets endorsements, or people contact her to go and do things, and he kind of gets a little upset that he doesn't get contacted all the time like the other co-host. And then when he does finally get to be a part of something, he does something like this. And that's, you know, it's probably why he doesn't get as many phone calls or emails about doing events and stuff, because he kind of ruins it for the future ones. You know what I mean? Like, once he finally gets an opportunity to do something, he ruins it right away for the next chance.
He steals, basically. Mm. He breaks one of the Ten Commandments. That's what I hear.
Yeah,
like, he finally gets an offer to do something extra, and then what's he do? He breaks one of the Ten Commandments.
No, if we didn't have Loudmouse on this show, no one would have known. It would have been perfectly fine.
So it's always the person who told, not the person who committed the crime?
Right, because no one said anything. No one even noticed, because I just casually did it, acted like I was doing what I was supposed to do, and then we got two people. There's only two people it could have been, Eddie or Amy, that come in here and blasted on the radio. So now everybody knows they got an extra backpack. I didn't.
Two extra backpacks. You stole two backpacks.
Okay. I didn't I didn't come on here and blast Amy for, you know, drinking three bottles of water when there was a case of water. Like, oh. Ooh, like, how am I supposed to know we're only supposed to take one? Or there was other models that ate two cookies instead of just their regular one, but no, we're going to talk about me taking an extra two backpacks.
First of all,
Jesse, go ahead.
Take one only. Yeah. Did the cookies and water have a sign that they take one only?
Yes, they
no,
said.
They you, did
no,
not.
No, they said.
Now you're making up
no,
stories.
No, this is what they told you. We got you one cookie is what they said, but I saw people eating two cookies, so hey.
It's not about them. You stole two backpacks from Jesse.
Lunchbox. I respect you. You're a great guy. But if you're doing something, even if somebody sees you or not, you know you're doing something wrong. And, it, you know, you could do it 20 times and nobody sees you. But that one time somebody sees you, it's going to just ruin it. And it's going to give people a bad taste in their mouth. You know?
And maybe that's why you're not making more money and getting endorsements, like he said.
Yeah.
Jesse, thank you. That's a great point. I appreciate you listening.
I think you got it.
All right, see you.
Like,
buddy.
Really, if these people wouldn't have told on me, it would not
these
be a problem.
Don't kill the messenger, bro.
I'm just saying, like, when it, does it, if a tree falls in the wood, does it make noise?
Yeah.
How do you know it was one of us?
I don't get it.
Hey, Kathy.
Well, because there's a picture on our Twitter, Bobby Bones Show Twitter, that says, busted.
And so you're stealing backpacks.
And how would Bobby know if you guys didn't tell on me?
Kathy, you're on. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling from Virginia Beach.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I think one of the most disturbing things to me about what Lunchbox did is that he's raising a child now, and that child's going to think that it's okay to slip something under your shirt when it's not rightfully yours, and that stealing is okay. And that's the example that he's setting for his child, and then his child's going to grow up to believe that they're entitled to everything.
Oh, my goodness. You are saying I'm teaching my kid to steal. That's like saying you don't go to the sample bin at the grocery store and take more than one. I mean, come on. They're free. What's it going to hurt? They got a cut-up apple, and they say, take one slice, and you take two. Woo!
But Lunchbox, if you put it under your shirt, you are very much aware of what you're doing, and it's not acceptable.
Well, I had to put
otherwise
it on.
Otherwise, you would.
I was trying it on.
No, you weren't.
No, you don't try on a backpack under your shirt, you dweeb.
No, you don't. You know exactly what you did. You knew it was wrong, and you didn't want to get busted, so you shoved it under your shirt, which is stealing.
That's
and when your kid goes to Walmart and walks out with something stuffed under a shirt, how are you going to discipline that child when you've done the same exact thing?
No, he can't do that because the stuff at Walmart is not free. These backpacks were free. Like, there was no price tag. They could not bust me for stealing because they were free.
But my point is, why would you have to hide it if you were doing right by the world?
Exactly.
It was easier to carry one in each hand and then one on my back.
They were like a third of a pound, you know? Okay, hey.
Where does a backpack go?
Kathy, thank you. It goes on your
you're
back.
Welcome.
Exactly.
Of the shirt.
On your back. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm done with this.
He's bitter.
No, you guys are bitter because I outsmarted the system.
You stole. That's not called outsmarting the system. By the way, both shows are sold out this weekend. I'll be in Greensboro on Virginia Beach. But I'm doing a couple shows next year that had to get rescheduled because of Dancing with the Stars on my Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. Muskegon, Michigan, and also in Riverside, Iowa. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com. We added a second show in Iowa. Well, how about this? Because our show Christmas... Like, we always do a big show. I want to make a suggestion. By the way, it's Bobby. Everybody's here. Bye-bye. That we only get one person a gift this year, so people on the show don't have to buy 8 gifts.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want Morgan number 2, who doesn't make as much money as me or Amy, to have to buy gifts for everybody. Not to pull you out, Morgan. You do just fine. But I'm just using that.
Yeah.
I don't want her to feel the pressure to have to buy gifts for everybody.
So should we all just get you a gift then? Is that what you're insinuating?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is no big to-do, because it always ends in fights. True. Mostly it's Lunchbox fighting. And mostly Lunchbox just gets mad at his gift.
Okay.
But no theme. You just draw one person. That's the only person you get a gift for.
Question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are you still going to get us all a gift?
No.
Then we're not doing this. Like, we have to make a rule that you still get us all a gift.
Why would I have to get you a gift?
Well, because...
it's like a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, it's like a Christmas
bonus. But I'm not the company.
But we look forward to this every year. But, Santa Bones
I'm not
comes.
The company. You
why
guys
stop
act
now?
Like... Because
you're the boss man.
Now you have more going on. You have more to give.
Ooh, good point. Santa Bones, we are expecting this from you. Like we.
Sorry, this is the time where I turn into a child.
Like it's Christmas. Sort of
let me talk to Amy because at least she has a decent head on her shoulders. She has a steel backpack from charities. Hold on.
Good point. Good point.
Okay. You want to bring that up again,
Amy?
Sorry, I've been tainted by Christmas past.
Go ahead.
And you do give really good gifts to all of us sometimes. One year, all I wanted for Christmas was a Wii Fit board, you know? Nobody was going to get it for me. But you know who got us all Wiis? And then mine was a Fit board. This guy right here.
Wow.
Santa Bones.
Back in the day when iPods maybe were, or iPads, something was like really cutting edge. Guess who got us all iPods or whatever we got? This guy. Oh, flip cams. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
We each got our own flip cam one year. The year
they
came out.
I don't like the standard that I have to.
No,
listen,
it's not
I don't mind.
Standard.
It
I'm
is,
just saying.
It is a standard. You keep holding
it. No, you don't have to, but it would be really awesome if you wanted to continue
that
tradition.
I don't think the holiday is just about buying stuff
for
people.
It's not.
It's about surprising showing love.
Tis the season, though.
And it's about Jesus. And
yeah, exactly. It's about Jesus, so stop.
And he sacrificed his life.
He would really... So there's new cutting-edge treadmill.
The ultimate, though.
Stop.
Okay, just kidding. You don't have to get us anything.
My only point was to save people money.
Yeah.
Because the holiday's not about money. It shouldn't be. We all just should draw a name and get one person as the person who they have to get a gift for.
100%.
Not exactly.
But then 100%. You also get everybody a sugar.
Yes, thank you, Amy. Like, you got to add that in there, don't?
It's like so fun. But and you love giving. It's your love language.
It is.
Like, it may put a smile on your face.
I love giving. But however, I love giving whenever it's not expected of me.
One time he gave away a bucket of cash.
Yeah,
but that was a weird year because not everybody got included. It's like we had to draw for it or we spin the wheel or did something.
It's kind of evil.
Yeah.
Actually.
No, but for the person that won, actually was like, huge because like she needed the money and it was like super cool.
Listen,
so
well, you guys just shot down my idea of we get one gift.
No, we do. We'll do one gift for everybody on the show. Yeah.
So then, does everybody buy me a gift then? If I'm buying everybody else a gift,
I'm probably getting you a gift just so you know.
I already have a gift idea for you, so expect that.
I already got you a gift.
You're lying.
The mirror ball.
You were the only one on the show who said I wouldn't even make the top five.
And then
you got on Twitter and started going, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you. You were the only one that doubted the whole show.
Who had you the whole time?
You did, Amy. That's Thanks. Why you should get the best gift.
Okay.
No, don't do that. Who's known you longer?
You have. Like,
thank you. Now say it.
And you've known me longer. Okay. Well, wait, okay. So what are we going to do about
this? We're 12 years old.
Are we going to do the one gift?
Let's do the one gift. I think it's fair to draw. It's a lot. Like, people have a lot going on. You're right. It's
we have
not
new
the point
kids
of
in
the
Amy's
season.
Life. Like, Morgan number 2's probably getting engaged. Lunchbox got a new baby. Eddie, I don't know.
I'm broke as usual.
Yeah, I mean, so.
It's smart.
Everybody puts in, we draw one name, and that's it.
Okay, but this isn't like when I talk to my wife and like, okay, we're really not getting each other presents this year, where like Amy is like,
no, she already said she's going to get Bobby a gift.
So,
okay, but we can do it outside of the show.
Yeah, it's outside. I don't have to bring it in.
Good. Okay, that's perfect.
All right.
Okay, but. The contract says you can only get the one person a gift.
Unless you're Bobby and you feel the need or urge to get us all gifts.
And you know who's going to get mad if they're not drawn by you.
Lunchbox. Yes. We did one year we did this thing with money.
No, we did it last year.
Was it last year?
It hadn't been 365 days.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best.
And so,
wait, what did we do?
I took cash. Like
how can you forget this?
And I put
game.
It all in envelopes. And everybody got to pick an envelope. And there was anything from like, I don't know how much the biggest one was.
$200 and something or maybe $500.
There was one envelope with $1 in it.
Oh, I think I got the big one.
And Lunchbox got, he picked it himself. He picked the one with $1 and he got $1.
And he could tell as soon as he picked it up because it was light. It was one bill.
He just threw it in the air like this stupid.
No, I didn't throw it in the air. I ripped it apart.
This is the problem with Christmas is that you get so upset about things.
Well, I just don't like it when you set out to ruin my Christmas.
No one sets out. You picked it yourself last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm still mad about it. So
one we'll draw tomorrow.
Okay.
One gift. You draw the person and you get them a gift.
I like it.
Unless, just make sure it's in the. Just say it with me.
Unless
Bobby feels the urge.
I don't refer to myself in third person.
Okay. Unless
the lunchbox.
No, you okay. See.
All right. Good. You everybody good on that?
Nope. Yes.
Okay. All right.
We're
I like
good.
That.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the Food and Drug Administration narrowed its blanket warning from last week when it comes to romaine lettuce. It said people shouldn't eat any type of romaine because of an E. coli breakout. Well, now they say if it's harvested in Arizona, Florida, Mexico, and California's Imperial Valley, you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm not doing my research. I'm going to wait until they say all clear before I start hopping into the lettuce again.
Oh.
I saw yesterday where they were like, you go ahead and eat some lettuce now. You're all clear. I was like, I'll wait. Because people are getting really sick from lettuce, the thing that's supposed to make you not sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that stinks, huh? You can eat E. coli. What are the odds?
What is that?
Who cares?
It's a bacteria.
It makes your stomach hurt.
I'm sure you poop and vomit.
People die.
Of E. coli? Oh, I'm sure they die of everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know how serious it is. It sounds like Ebola to me.
That's what I always thought it was.
I was like, I'm not trying to get Ebola
from lettuce.
What else?
So today is Giving Tuesday. Yesterday was Cyber Monday, so you probably had a lot of shopping that you were doing. And then today is the day to step back from all that and remember that there's a lot of great causes out there and to celebrate generosity and give to others. So just a quick reminder, you can hashtag or search the hashtag, see what cool people are doing on Giving Tuesday. Hashtag Giving Tuesday.
The slight irony is that you two are, in the last segment, complaining about how much you want for yourself.
Ironic.
We weren't complaining.
Yeah, you're like, come on, you give us a big gift. And then you do a Giving Tuesday segment. Hypocrite. Go ahead.
Okay, so last Christmas, I remember this happening and I thought it was like super cool, but it's back. Like beard ornaments are still like a thing and they're even bigger this year. So if anyone in your life, if you're looking like just for a fun gift to get somebody and they've got a beard, they can clip on an 18 like light set multicolored LED bulbs on their beard and it's only $14.
There you go.
That's cool.
For the person who has everything. Yes, that did, Amy.
Or sometimes you just need a novelty gift. Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Bad news is that today's the loneliest day of the year. Did you guys see that?
Shoot, I did, and I didn't want to bring it up.
Why?
Well, in case you were feeling lonely, I didn't want to remind it. I had it in my pile, but I was like, that seems negative.
Wait, because of me?
Well,
Let me see here. The three main reasons are it's dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's the darkest day. The weather is awful. Boy, is it ever. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go out half an hour early and start my car this morning. Start the Jeep. The ice still wasn't all the way off the windshield. Although when it's on the inside, I think I left my window cracked.
Oh.
And it was on the inside.
That defeats the purpose.
Yeah, I really did. I got in last night from the St. Jude event. I think I left my window cracked. And then people are struggling because of Christmas. And so, you know, whatever. I'm pretty good. I'm not a big holiday person just because I don't have anybody. Because holidays are about people.
Right. And I feel like as we're getting into the spirit of things, it's a reminder to you of that.
No, I'm good. Hey, don't worry about your buddy over here.
Are you?
What?
You good?
Right now. It's November 27th.
All right.
Just wait.
But no, not just wait. Stop. What?
Yeah. I am worried about it. Like, once the festivities pick up and then, yeah, it's your first Christmas without your dog. Like, holidays hit hard. Like, you know, you've gone through loss before and holidays hit hard.
Are you reminding me?
Like, no, I'm preparing.
Because he said he was good, Amy.
No, I know what
I'm
you're
preparing you.
I have a Mirrorball trophy.
Okay.
Oh, you guys have spent Christmas together.
Needs. Okay, now it's going to sleep with you.
Hey, Mirrorball, Merry Christmas.
You guys walk around town together. Merry Christmas, everyone, from me and the Mirrorball.
Oh, I send out Christmas cards from my family to yours. It's the Mirrorball in my lap.
That's funny.
You could have a little mirror ball babies.
Yeah, there we go. Merry Christmas,
Wait,
everybody.
But that's messed up, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, that's
yeah,
gross.
Yeah, Amy, that's weird.
And that would hurt.
This is too far.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Da-da-da. Amy, you gotta go get better.
Yep. Rest. I don't know. I feel great.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, you sound like a
Like $100. Like,
I like the short words though.
But my voice is just on decline.
Yeah, all morning she's like, yep.
Finger.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lunchbox, what are you doing today?
Oh, man, today's going to be nap. I mean, yesterday I was out late, and I am tired, so I need a long nap. And I need to catch up on Survivor from last week.
What's your calendar say for today?
Who my calendar says, wide open.
Oh, you don't have a calendar. Yeah, like no. You literally don't keep a calendar.
No, I don't keep a calendar.
In any way whatsoever.
Nope. Just in my head.
No note at all about what you're doing.
Nope.
Huh. That's fascinating to me.
It is impressive.
Like, I know I got an appearance on December 14th, whenever that is. I guess that's a couple weeks.
You got some time on that one.
Yeah.
But you know that in your head.
Yep.
And what's that appearance?
It's at Kentucky Downs up in Kentucky. It's a little gaming facility. It has live horse racing sometimes. So, yeah, I'll be there for a couple hours on December 14th.
How far is that away?
It's 35 minutes from my house.
Oh, it is? It's like a radio thing?
Yeah, it's the first exit once you cross over the border. It's like right there, like, welcome
to... You live half an hour from the border? Do we live half an hour?
Yeah, it's really close.
Right, Kentucky is right there. You just
have no idea where I am. I'm so not home. I'm never here. So, I know. What? Okay. Well, good luck on that December 14th appearance.
What about you? I mean, you're not dancing, so you got a lot of free time, my man.
My man. What is happening?
Stop it. I have some stuff to record. Yeah, just work. Who cares anymore, you know?
Just work. I mean, it's just cares? What you do.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, thank you. Did you see that Santa Claus shirt? It's a picture of Santa Claus, and it says, I do it for the hoes.
No.
That is great.
That's funny. What?
That is great. Really did you funny. Buy it?
No, I wouldn't wear something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was funny, though. I thought it was funny. Have a great day. I'll see you on Wednesday. Thank you. Bye, everybody.